This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network, yes?
All right, so yesterday was a big day for the Boomer and Geo show as Al Dukes called into the Score in Chicago. We'll get to that sound when Jerry comes in here for his update in the 720 hour.
Yes.
But you got a chance to get up close and personal with somebody who you've admired for as long as I can remember, because you've been talking about this person incessantly.
Yeah.
And a little bit, like, weird, and that was Dua Lipa. So I'm not weird in a sexual way, just weird that, like, I mean, you love her music.
I absolutely love
her music. All right, so yesterday was your big meet and greet with Dua Lipa. I'm just wondering how that went.
It ended up being great. So I didn't know what to expect walking into this thing. So first off, I'm leaving from here to go uptown to the Hard Rock, which is just tremendous. And it's on 48th Street. And the place and the space that we have a partnership with them is beautiful. And I know they do a lot of music stuff there. I'm like, why don't we get in here? This place is awesome. So I get in this Uber with Anthony Gallo, who everybody knows from this show, because he's coming up and he's documenting this thing.
He's documenting this thing.
So I get in the Uber, and the song that's just on the radio is Dua Lipa's new song. So it's playing. I'm like, this is pretty cool, you know? So I tell Anthony, I'm like, that's her new song. We're going up here. So the Uber driver hears this conversation and then plugs it in his phone and then plays Dua Lipa the rest of the time up to the thing. So I'm like in a zone now. I'm like, all right, I got to focus. You know, this is a big moment for me. I don't normally get starstruck or I'm not excited about things as much as I used to. This I'm really excited about. But Anthony Gallo will not shut the F up in his Uber. On and on.
Oh, bro, where'd you go on vacation again? What was that? Was that St. Lucia or was that?
Turks and Caicos.
Oh, Turks and Caicos. Okay, well, is it safe?
I'm like, oh, my God.
I went to Barcelona a couple months ago. Actually, when you're there, they go Barcelona, and that kind of threw me for a loop. But I say Barcelona still, but, like, I came back with saying Barcelona, and people didn't know. I'm like, shut up.
But I was nice. Just let him, because we hadn't seen each other. He wanted to talk to me.
I thought that that would be a little bit of a distraction for the nervousness that you were probably feeling.
I'm just like, But anyway, I just let him talk, let him spew out everything he needs to spew out. So we get there, we go upstairs, and it's this beautiful setup. There's like this like kind of makeshift living room that they made. There's this beautiful balcony, and there's a bar and like an area with chairs over there. So I'm up there with Jess Clark and the folks from 102.7, you know, Karen Carson, Johnny, and intern Anthony. We're sort of like awkwardly waiting for Dua Lipa and her people and everybody to come up. And Jess is like, well, you should be over here. She's doing all the direction. She's on top of it. When she comes in, then we'll do this over here. Then you go here. I'm like, all right. I should just tell me where to go. I'll be there. Whatever you need, I'm following the rules, you know, everything, whatever it may be.
So this was scripted.
In the sense of when she walked in, she wanted, like, this person needs to be met first. Then you get your opportunity. Like, there was like a playbook, right? So she walks in, and when I tell you, it's like, first of all, she's got a 7'2" bodyguard who comes in, and I'm like, that guy, if I ever needed a bodyguard, I'm higher. I was like, do you have cards? Like, I might need you. But anyway, so she walks in, and it's like, it's a breathtaking situation. I have never been around a human that, like, when they walk into a room like that, you're just like, and everybody's just like, just radiating. So I'm like, oh my God. So then I'm like, I'm nervous. I can't even look at her now. I'm like, I'm getting nervous. And that guy, Johnny, is taking a video of me. I didn't even know this. Like, watching her walk in, I'm just like, I can't make eye contact. I'm just like, oh my God. I don't know what to do. So then she meets the Odyssey music executive, Michael Martin, who was a great guy. He's an old CBS radio guy. So we were just, like, I hit it off with him, talking all stories, everything else. He's based down on the West Coast now, but he was awesome. So they meet there, and then the icebreaker thing was that Karen Carson, Johnny, intern Anthony, and me were presenting Dua Lipa this gift that Odyssey came up with.
A gift.
That, like, surrounded her new album release. So, like, there's stuff in this box that has got, you know, there's sharks on the cover of her new album, so there's stuff with sharks in there. So she opens it up, and she sees these gummy sharks. Are you familiar with the gummy sharks?
Yeah,
blue gummy
sharks? Yep.
So that's part of the thing that's in the box. No one knew that she was obsessed with these blue gummy sharks. She's like, oh, blue gummy sharks, oh my God. You know, she rips open the bag and starts, like, eating these gummy sharks. It's, like, shocking because, you know, it's just snacking on this horrible candy, and she's like the most perfect person I've ever seen in my life. So then she's like, everybody's got to have some. You got to have some. So then she, like, offers the blue gummy shark to me, the bag. She's like, blue gummy shark? I'm like, I do. I'm trying to quit. She's like, well, not today, you're not. And I'm like, okay, fuck, give me the shark. I'm eating sharks now. I don't, whatever. It could have been a bag of crap. I would have been eating it. Could have been rabbit turds, whatever. You feed me this, I'll take it.
Oh my God.
So then she's offering everybody the gummy sharks. Everybody's having a laugh with it. And so then, like, I got to find something in this box too that I can present to her. There was a book in there and something. So I do that. There's a picture of me presenting her the book. And then, so I had learned, I told you, if she had come into the studio, remember when Melissa Etheridge was in here and I played Come to My Window on the guitar and she sang?
Yes, of course.
So I was like, imagine if I did something like that with Dua Lipa. So I had learned one of her new songs just in case that happened. I wasn't allowed to bring the guitar up there. That whole thing was shut down. So Johnny from upstairs, like, he loved this idea and he wanted it to happen so much, but he's a push the limits guy. You know what I'm saying?
Like, he's an in your face guy.
Do you think
he has ADD?
He may. He's just got one of
like he's all over the place.
Right. He's just one of those personalities where, like, me in that spot, even though I'm a talk show host and a morning host, in that situation, I'm a less is more guy. I'm like, I'm happy to be here. I don't need to follow in the rules, whatever you need me to do. So then Johnny goes up to her and starts telling the guitar story to her. Like, oh, so Gio learned the song. What song was it? I'm like, Training Season. Well, he was going to play the guitar and he was going to bring it up, but he wasn't allowed to. And I'm like, oh my God. So, like, now she's, like, looking at me to, like, finish the story. And I'm just like, bleh, 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 bleh. Like, I don't even know what I said. Like, I mean, so I was like, I'm just up on YouTube. And bleh, 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 bleh. So then I just remember her going, well, I would have loved to hear it. And I was just thinking in my head, like, eh, you're lying to me, but you're nice. You're nice.
You're nice.
You're really nice.
So she was very nice.
Oh my God, she couldn't have been nice.
I mean, it's like one of the biggest superstars in the world. Yes.
And obviously the circle around her wants to protect her, and I totally get it. So that's why everything is very, you know, regimented and scripted and timed and every, you know, it needs to be like that. So then she goes over and answers some questions from Mike at 92.3. And then I get this text. All right, so I'm watching her answer the questions. I have this interaction. Everything goes well. Then I see this text from Bob Gelb, of all people.
Bob Gelb,
who was the original Mike and the Mad Dog producer and now works in sales. And he goes to me, he goes, if you see Dua Lipa's dad, tell him that you know this guy's name, which I'm not going to say this guy's name. And I'm like, Bob. I'm like, so Dua Lipa's dad's her manager. He's involved in a lot of stuff. So I'm like, I was like, you know that guy. I don't know that guy. Like, and he's like, trust me, do it. So I'm like, So now I'm standing next to Dua Lipa's dad, and I'm like, all right, this is the opportunity to drop this name and see what happens.
And see what happens.
So let's just say this guy's name is Justin. All right, it's not.
Okay.
But I was like, hey, Mr. Lipa, Greg Giannotti, friend of Justin's. He's like, oh, yeah, he just texted me. Unbelievable. How are you, man? He's like, where is Justin these days, huh? And I'm like, ah, yeah, you know, you never know where he is. You just never know.
Some bobtail has some connection.
She has this connection.
That is crazy.
So the next thing you know, me and Mr. Lipa are our best buds.
You know, that is crazy.
So we're talking sports and everything, and then he wants to take a selfie with me. So I got this picture of the me. He's like, come on, we're going to send him the picture. And I'm like, oh, this is great. So we're talking about all different stuff that they're involved in. And then one of the record label guys comes up to me. He goes, he's like, hey, I just wanted to tell you that I lived in Cincinnati for a number of years. And my roommate at the time's like he's a crazy Boomer Esiason fan. And he wanted me to bring his rookie card for you to sign, or for Boomer to, you to give Boomer to sign. And I'm like, you should have. He's like, no, it's just embarrassing. So now I'm like, I've got this guy, it's embarrassing Boomer stuff. I'm feeling embarrassed, Dua Lipa stuff. All worlds are colliding in this situation. Yeah, and then the dad, then everything else. And then you got Steve Appria and Anthony Gallo in here. So this is the funniest thing. So Gallo is in charge of taking the pictures, and they approve it. So, like, they go out to the balcony, and Dua Lipa, in all her, you know, just unbelievable beauty and glory, is out on, like, this balcony, and they're taking a picture. And Gallo's the one taking a picture. He's like, all right, one more. All right,
I'm like, this is... Is anybody else getting in? All right, do it. Just go a little bit to your left.
I'm like, what the hell is happening? Anthony Gallo's taking pictures of international pop star. So it all worked out great. And the Warner Brothers people were tremendous. Mike, Josh, David, and Sarah, they were very, very nice to me. The Hard Rock people, my man Mongo works at the Hard Rock.
Yes.
Best friends with Anthony Volpe. Another strange New York sports connection. Yes. So Hard Rock was great.
Look at you. See, that's they the were power great. Chair.
Yeah, and I was thinking...
That's called power chair access, by the way.
Yeah, and I was very, like, appreciative and fortunate to be in that situation based on the power of this radio station and being a part of it. Like, it wasn't lost on me. So I was very, very happy. And then the guys upstairs, I mean, Jess Clark and Jim Ryan and all these, you know, what was amazing to me is I show up there. I'm like, I found out so many people. I was like totally flattered and humbled. There were like a lot of people that really wanted to make this happen. And it didn't really mean much to them. They just wanted to kind of do it for me.
Oh, that's
like,
nice.
Like, it was, I was like, thanks, guys. Like, when I walked out of there, I was like, you know, you didn't have to do this.
Did you invite Dua Lipa to the Islander game tonight?
No, I did not. No.
Should have.
Dua Lipa's dad, though, loves basketball.
Okay.
And he goes, you know, he's like, all right, you're a sports guy. Maybe give me some courtside tickets. And I thought in my head to say, your daughter, who's the one of the most famous people in the world, can't get your courtside tickets. You got to go through Greg Giannotti.
Well, you know what? The thing about it is, baby, you get tickets for you and him.
Yeah,
and you guys just hang out together a little bit.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, Dua will be in here and we'll be playing the guitar.
Maybe. But the Warner Brothers people were awesome. Mike said, he's like, hey, listen, man. He's like, I have to meet you. Oh, this was the great line that I wanted to share with you. This
All
guy,
right.
He goes, thank you for what you do for Dua. And I was like, what? I was like, what am I doing? He's like, no, your positivity and talking about her and her music and the album drop. Thank you. I'm like, sure, anytime. But like that line to be, thank you for what you do for Dua Lipa. I was like, I don't think she needs my help at all, but I do appreciate that. He said, yeah, you know, next time we're in town, you know, whatever, we'll hook up with you. It was
all
great.
Right. So the good news is that the upstairs show, as Al likes to refer to them, Karen and these guys, came through.
Yes.
They came through.
Yep. So there's a bunch of behind the scenes pictures, a couple pictures that Izzo's going to put out, and I'll put out coming up. But yes, they came through, and I got to run upstairs there at 7:55 and talk to them quickly while we're in a break, like 2 minutes, because that's how they do the music radio thing. It's like 2 minutes. Hey, how to go? Blah, 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 blah. Okay, see you later. Boom. Here's Illusion by Dua Lipa. You know, so it'll be really quick.
All right, good.
But yeah, there was something cool too about like it. There was something about that yesterday that reminded me of what like radio, the power of radio, like was and still kind of is. Like that scene could have been taking place with like Madonna at the top of her career. Some of these other things, like the radio exec and the because I'm in, you know, the sports world is a little bit different. You got the music executives and the label executives and the PR people and all this like conglomerate and people buzzing around doing their job. It was impressive.
Yeah, what was weird is last night on Netflix, I don't know how I got caught in on this. I was watching going back and forth from baseball and everything else, but they had a documentary on Duran Duran.
Oh, nice.
It's only like a 58-minute documentary, and it's exactly what you're talking about. About how they were, you know, they made it big and you know, all the different things that went on in their world and how many people were involved in it and how it got out of control and how they ended up splitting up and then they ended up coming back together again.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I would think for a single international superstar like Dua Lipa, you know, you don't have to worry really about that part of it.
Sure.
As opposed to if you are in a band and you have all these different personalities putting
oh God, yeah,
you mean together.
Behind, classic Behind the Music. That's
yes,
why that
exactly.
whole thing was.
Yeah, so.
But yeah, and then so Apria. So people who really listen to the show know Steve Apria, but if you don't know him, he's an engineer here who is aloof at times, doesn't really know. How would you like what would you describe? He's great at his job, but he's just sort of spacey. Is that fair
to
say?
Well, I mean, you know, when we're on remote, there's usually two or three screw-ups that happen.
So
I mean, you know, and it's just kind of like, whatever.
He's spacey. So he's like running all the audio for this thing, and he has no idea, absolutely no clue about what's going on, which is probably a good thing, right? Because he doesn't know her. He doesn't know anything. So he doesn't know even that I'm a fan, and the reason I'm there is because I'm a fan of Dua Lipa. He just thinks I'm there to support the company. So he comes up to me and he's like, it's really nice what you did, you know, supporting the company and something like this. I'm like, what? No, I said, no, I'm here because I'm a fan of hers. And he's like, well, I get it because, oh my God, I mean, she sits down and she's just in that accent. I'm like, yeah, Steve.
What? Yes, of course.
This isn't just some person who was singing in the subway. I mean, this is one of the most famous people in the world. So he's like, oh, I had no idea. I'm just waiting to go home and, you know, go get high. You know?
Jesus. Oh God!
But
yeah. Anthony Gallo.
But think about just... like I had this moment of like Anthony Gallo is sitting here taking pictures of her on this balcony in New York City. Like think about that.
I know.
So, all right, the lighting is just not perfect over here. If we could just slide to our left a little bit, folks.
I'm like, wow. Wow. This is something else. But yeah, everybody was so nice. I couldn't thank everybody enough. For it. So yeah, it was a cool experience, man. It was really cool. And I'm glad that if you would have been in that room, in that whole situation,
yeah,
it would have been so strange.
Why?
Because I've never been in a room with someone more famous than you where no one's like, everybody's paying attention to you and then everybody was paying attention to her. So like, there would have been all the people wanting to get your attention and then her attention. It would have been too much.
Well, I don't know about that.
Yes, it would have been.
I mean, but the good news is, at the end of the day, the really good news is that you met somebody that you've admired for a long time. And I always say this, too. I remember growing up when I got a chance to meet Tom Seaver and got his autograph, right? Or I met Rod Gilbert after, you know,
oh, yeah.
years and years and years of admiring him and standing in his presence like I was nervous and then finding out that, you know, I couldn't have picked a better guy to root for.
Yeah. Well, yeah, now you add it to the list. Edgardo Alfonso was one for me.
Yeah.
I still got
yeah,
that
but what
picture.
I'm saying, like you met Dua, and she was as nice,
oh,
and,
she's
as,
nice as
personable and engaging as possible.
Yeah, and it's, you're right. And she's obviously knows.
How old is she now?
28.
28?
Yeah, 28 years old. Yep.
Man, on top of the world.
You kidding me? I mean... And she's hosting Saturday Night Live, so the album comes out Friday. Saturday Night Live, she's hosting and performing on Saturday Night Live. And then Sunday, there's like this special secret thing that's going on also in the city. That
oh.
I've been embargoed. I got signed NDAs, but there's something going on Sunday, too.
Okay.
And then, like, you know, it's all, what do they say, like full speed ahead with the album release. And then they get to go and chill and relax.
So you got shut down like Donald Trump. Can't say anything.
I'm not allowed to say anything about that. See, I'm a rule follower. Everybody thinks because I'm like a crap talking sports guy that I was going to go in there and like mess everything up. I'm like, no. I am here. All respect to the world.
You're a professional.
Yes. What do you think I'm going to do? One of the record guys was like, I didn't know if it was a bit or something. I'm like, it's not a bit. I'm here. All respect to you guys and her and everything. Whatever you need me to do, I'll stay out of the way. You know, I think that Johnny guy is usually what they deal with, stuff like that. Where he's going to run in and set himself on fire, you know?
Yeah.
You know,
a little bit
dealing
aggressive.
With crap like that.
Yeah, a little bit aggressive.
A little bit aggressive. Worked out well, and I appreciate everybody's help. All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Jerry Recco joins in a couple of minutes. You can hear the audio of Al's phone crapping out in Chicago coming up. It is worth it. I listened to it. Al said he didn't know if it was fun. I listened back to it. It's a little bit fun. It's a little bit fun. Because I didn't live through it. Living through it, I'd be like, I don't want to hear that again. But me hearing you say the story and then listening to it, it was funny to me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
Hi, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Jerry Recco is back. He has another update. What's happening, Jerry?
We're brought to you by the Farmer's Dog. Fresh, human-grade dog food delivered right to your door. And brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. So, yes, we've got the first round of the NFL draft in Detroit tonight. We got the Bears, Commanders, Patriots. They go 1, 2, 3. The Giants and Jets within that top 10. Giants 6, Jets 10. And around the country, they do these mock drafts from time to time. And one show that did it was The Score in Chicago, the Parkins and Spiegel show.
Yeah.
So I want to set this up just to show you how it works and how the others around the country had little issue.
Yeah.
Seems fair. So we'll start with pick number 3. They play the clip, and then you hear how seamless it is.
Next up from the WEEI Morning Show, Andy Gresh.
With the third pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the New England Patriots select...
They will select Drake May, even though they should.
Okay, so that's fair. Then they go on to talk to him for about a minute or so. Then they move on. Now, that's Andy Gresh. That's a radio veteran.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, he's been around for 100%. A very long time.
Yeah, knows what he's doing
and everything else.
Not a clue who this next guy is with the Cardinals.
24th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft. The Arizona Cardinals select.
Even though I hate Bill Bidwell still and Neil Lomax is dead, I'm taking Marvin Harrison Jr. just to spite the Bears and everybody else, even though everybody wants my draft pick.
Listen, we're humming along here.
Yes. Oh, yeah, these guys know exactly what to do. I mean, it's very clear when they say, you know, they select that the person comes on and then they give the pick. I mean, it's pretty obvious.
So if you miss these, clearly you would have heard this next one as we're leading into the Giants pick.
With the fifth pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Los Angeles Chargers select
Malik freaking Neighbors, guys. LSU, let's freaking go.
Oh, wow.
This is pretty good, right? Yeah. And then they chat a little bit.
You know what,
about
by the way, it's a great idea what they're doing.
It's very original.
Getting people around the country involved in one of the most popular sporting events. Yeah.
Then we get to New York.
Okay.
The big city.
With the sixth pick in the 2024 NFL draft, the New York Giants select
Al.
Oh, hi there. I didn't know my cue. Oh, hi.
Hi.
Listen.
Hi, Al.
Hi.
Hi.
We've got to get a quarterback in here that doesn't fragile neck. We've got nothing going on here in New York. We need a quarterback for the Giants. So we're going to take Boomer likes this guy, Michael Penix.
Wow. Whoa. Michael Penix, a shocker off the board at six.
Okay, so he figured it out, although it was, oh, hi, hi, hello, hi. After the silence and didn't know where to go.
Probably not going to be taken in the second round, number six overall. Too.
So then they asked him about Bo Nix.
I got to tell you, Bo Nix never comes up on the air. When we talk quarterbacks in the draft, a caller will occasionally bring up Bo Nix, but no one on the show is very excited about Bo Nix. What we like is Michael Penix. That's the lefty guy, right?
yeah, you're locked in.
It's good scouting.
Yeah, Boomer is the lefty. Yeah. So he likes him.
All right, so you can tell that the phone is starting to crap out just a little bit. By the way, if this would have been me, you would have crushed me for my phone, but that's fine. So then we go on, and this is where it really comes to a head.
Answer this question for us. Did you guys intentionally book white Randy Moss, or was that an honest mistake? Your line's cutting out. I still don't know. You
still don't get the answer. Nope. Oh, my God.
Oh, man, is this the thing that annoys you the most, and now you're annoying America?
I agree. I don't know what's going on. I blame the phone systems we got here now. I'm finally going to blame the phone system.
Problem.
Oh. Were you on the a hard line?
No, I'm on. I make 1,000 phone calls a day. I never have a problem with my phone. So I used to call in Carton Roberts all the time. No phone issues.
Does it give you a better understanding of what some callers may be dealing with?
I suppose,
now?
Yes, it does. Right. Lesson learned.
Okay, so you won't be so mad and so angry.
And by the way, the other people knowing to pick right away.
Yes.
Clearly people that have been on that show a million times. There's no one explained to me we're going to play this thing that goes and the Giants select and then it stops and you go. I have no idea.
How long are you on hold listening to that?
That was the other thing. They're like flying by the seat of their pants. They called me and I was right on the air.
Oh, okay.
So I didn't hear. I wasn't able to. Yeah.
Okay.
It was a rough, really rough one.
I mean, you got Michael Penix in there.
I did.
Oh, hi, guys.
Oh, hi. Hi. Hi.
Oh, hi there.
Because it's like
hi.
They go, and it's the thing's playing. It's like, and what the heck? And you hear, because they engage the call. Then all of a sudden, I don't know. Am I on the air? Am I not on the air?
Did they lock me in, or am I actually on the air?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, no, I understand.
And the girl who went before me is clearly a crazy caller person that's a regular on the show. And then the guy before, clearly, you didn't know who it was, so clearly he's a friend of the show. So these are guys that are on their show all the time.
So did you book white Randy Moss on purpose? Oh, no. Oh, no, we're losing.
See you
later. And by the way, how could anybody believe that the Spike and Evan fight was real and that the Al Dukes white Randy Moss thing was fake? Like, those things played out so perfectly so you could understand that one was a bit and one was not. Like that, hey, you know, Al, what's Randy Moss promoting thing came out of nowhere. Out of the middle of a conversation. We weren't even talking about it. And then boom, it comes up, horse racing. And we're like, oh no. And then even Eddie's reaction, oh, this is great. Oh my God. If it was a bit, Eddie'd be rolling his eyes like, oh yeah, this isn't some radio bit that we just came up with. Like, we wouldn't be able to do that with a straight face. So like, the fact that they even asked that question annoyed me. I'm like, you guys really think we're doing crap like that?
I do think, though, the fact that he is the producer of the biggest morning show in the country, and that he's never heard of Randy Moss, the horse racing guy.
Because they don't know him, though.
I could see where people would be like, how does he not know who Randy Moss is, the horse racing guy?
I guess.
But in fairness, the Randy Moss PR person told me that they tried to dupe people in their emails.
Oh, that's fine. That's fair.
Which is not nice.
And it was Super Bowl week, for sure.
Correct.
Please tell me that's fake.
So anyways, that was Al yesterday in Chicago on The Score. By the way, very easy going back on the Odyssey app to grab that. That was pretty good. You want basketball or you want baseball?
Give me basketball.
All right, so let's do the hoops. We got the Sixers, Knicks tonight. So this is going, I guess it's been a big thing in Philly that Villanova had a posting of the Villanova connection and the big shots they made to beat the Sixers the other day and all the plays. And Josh Hart, when he met the media yesterday, was told that the Philly fans are angry that Villanova has done this.
Yeah, Villanova in our blood, bro. What you mean? Like that's a bond that goes deeper than where, you know, you're from or who you're rooting for or whatever. Like, we have a bond there that goes beyond basketball, that goes beyond any of that stuff. So for Philly fans to be mad about that, I think that's idiotic.
Idiotic. Game three tonight. By the way, the ticket prices have gone down.
Wow.
For tonight's game. We checked that earlier. Yes. How about that?
Are you going?
No, I'm not. I'm playing golf with my son instead. We're not going to go.
Can't blame you for that.
But the tickets for yesterday were $92. Today they were $82.
Do you get a decent seat for that?
I was upper deck.
Okay.
But you're in the building. And there were standing room only seats for $60. So you can get in for even less. Here was Nick Nurse. He knows down 0-2. Need to get it.
We played probably well enough to win both games, to be honest. But we didn't. And it's a long series. And we've been here before. It's really doable.
Really doable. We shall see. They had opportunities in games 1 and 2 and didn't get it done. The Heat did get it done last night in Boston. Beat the Celtics 111-101. They hit 23 threes on the night. Here was Jason Tatum. Not a shock. Miami did so well.
A lot of history between these two franchises, especially recently, regardless of seeding or who's in or who's out. It's the playoffs, and especially with that team, you know, it's never going to go how people expect it to
go. And we know Jimmy Butler out, trolling the Celtics, obviously. Here was Bam Adebayo. He's in. Did well.
We've been doubted a lot through our playoff runs. You know, as people saying we couldn't do a lot of stuff that we did. So for me and my team, it's like, why lose belief now?
21-10 for Adebayo in the win. So that series even at 1-1. And your guy, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 33, Thunder over the Pelicans, 124-92.
Like, I don't think I want to read too much into this loss last night. I know it's going to be a huge talking point on all the shows. The Celtics are vulnerable and this and that. And if it isn't one of the situations where, like, if they lose this series, like, maybe they could lose another series. But I just,
Would you be shocked if they went and won games 3 and 4 in Miami?
No, not
right, exactly.
I mean,
exactly.
I think they will. Yeah.
Right. So nice win for Miami,
but night.
Yeah, and they hit 23 threes. Yes. They're not doing that every game. The Nets introduced. Oh, never mind. Let's see the bad guys. No. I'm running short on time. I was going to play Jordy Fernandez, the new head coach.
Yeah.
But we're short on time. I want to get to. So in the Yankee game last night, in the first inning, Aaron Judge strikes out looking as he's walking back to the dugout. He's called back because the pitcher Boyle, who was just painful to watch, ball. Anyhow, he was called for a balk, moved the runner to second base, and then...
And it's swatted in the air, right field, base hit, and it gets by Butler. Tried to play it on a hop. Wells streaking around second.
Well, that's not the right clip. Anyway, he hit a home run. Oh, well. You also got home runs from Rizzo and Soto, and they won 7-3. It was kind of cool because he struck out, comes back, goes deep to right field, hits the home run, and that kind of got the Yankees off and running. Here he was. This game was on Amazon Prime, so afterwards, he was asked the slow start to the season. Maybe he's coming out of it now. Do you think it was due to the fact that you had limited at-bats in spring training?
Not at all. You always got to be ready. It doesn't matter if I get one at-bat or 100 at-bats. You always got to be ready.
Always be ready. Clark Schmidt, who pitched well, said the Judge homer let him settle in.
You definitely pitch a little bit different when you get the early runs. And once we started getting a lead, I felt like we could attack in the middle part of the plate. And that's what we did in the middle part of the innings. And so it was really good to get those runs early. And as a starting pitcher, we love that.
Yankees now 17-8. Nestor Cortez, the start tonight at 7:05. The Mets were in San Francisco. They beat the Giants 8-2. Your guy, Francisco Lindor, 4 for 5, couple of home runs. He drove in 4. Tyrone Taylor doubled. Homer drove in 3. Here was Carlos Mendoza on Lindor turning the corner.
We know he's, he can drive the ball to all part of the field with authority. And today, for him to have a game like that is good for him and for all of us.
And got them off and running early. The Mets go 3-3 on the 6 games through Los Angeles and San Francisco. They're 13-11. They play the Cardinals tomorrow. J.D. Martinez is expected in the lineup. So potentially we'll see the official debut tomorrow night. And then one final thing from baseball on the way out the door. And I only bring this to you because of who who the announcer is, one of your favorites, Wayne Randazzo.
Yeah.
So the Angels trailed the Orioles 6-5 ninth inning. Joe Adell walks. They already scored a run in the ninth to get to within the run. Joe Adell walked. He appears to steal second, gets called out. Replay showed he was safe. Obviously, they're looking at the replay. Wayne Randazzo, Mark Gubiza on Angels TV are watching and waiting.
If this call goes the way we think it should, crowd is chanting safe.
After review, the call on the field stands. The runner is out.
That is absurd. That is absurd. That's unbelievable. That's a joke. That's a joke. Absolutely ridiculous. It is clear on the replay that Adell was safe, and it is a ridiculous way to end this game. That's garbage.
Garbage. Wow. This is as ridiculous as women's suffrage.
Exactly. <Yeah. laughs> So they wound up losing, also relevant with the Yankees as the Orioles win. I think stay within a half game of them in the standings. And the Islanders host the Hurricanes tonight. Carolina up 2-0 in that series.
You're going to that game tonight, right?
I am going, yes.
Very nice. We'll have more on the NHL coming up next hour.
By the way, you mentioned when you said the free Odyssey app, it jogged my memory of something that happened yesterday. I got to give Jess Clark, who we've had around here, so much credit because so they give Dua a bunch of liners, and one of the things she has to say is the free Odyssey app, right? She's like, this is Dua Lipa listening to my new album on the free Odyssey app. So first she doesn't say free. She goes on the Odyssey app, and Jess has to go in and correct her. She's like, it's the free Odyssey app. She's like, oh, okay, free. Because she didn't have a problem with it. But if that were me, she could have said the free Odyssey schmap. That would have been like, perfect, dude. That's great. Is there anything I can get you?
That's why Jess does what she does, and that's why you do what you do.
Exactly. I mean, I couldn't believe it when she jammed in there with it's the free Odyssey app. I was like, whoa, Jess. Man, oh man!
Man, you really starstruck
to do that job.
Really starstruck. Good for you.
But seriously,
no, I understand. I get it.
I mean, you would. I mean, anybody would have picked.
No.
I she walks. Everybody just like falls down to the ground, like weak in the knees. You can't even stand up.
Except for Gallo, who's taking photos.
Yeah, he and Steve Apri is over there smoking a blunt.
I don't know who. What is it?
Who's that, man?
Is this Princess Diana? What's going on? All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
Hi, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network on this very busy Thursday morning with the draft tonight and the Islanders and Knicks back in action. You get the Rangers tomorrow night down in D.C. A relatively quiet day yesterday, but the Mets and Yankees both win, so that is a very good thing. And this J.J. McCarthy to the Giants stuff, I know that Jordan Renan put out the Drake May interest and how they could be trading up there. I believe that. And I also believe that they would, I don't know, settle or take J.J. McCarthy as well. I believe both of those things. And the cut that Jerry played at 6:30 of J.J. McCarthy saying himself. Now, this is a guy who's projected to go now in the top 10, top 5 teams are after him. That the team he spent the most time with was the New York Giants.
And then he started rattling off Joe Shane, Brian Daboll, Mike Kapp, because of this guy and this and that. And I'm like, wow. I mean, I didn't know it was, I knew that they met with him, but I didn't realize that they had spent more time with him than anybody.
Now, assuming we don't get any trades until the draft starts, I got to believe that there are teams that are sitting on things and are waiting to see what happens as the draft unfolds. And then maybe teams will make moves. Because I haven't seen nor heard of any potential trade at the moment leading up to the draft. Maybe it may happen when the draft gets started. And so a lot of these GMs have been talking, phone calls back and forth, and there may be deals in place already. So it'd be interesting to see that if the Giants do pick a quarterback, they are going to have to somehow jettison Daniel Jones. And I don't know,
how you do that.
Well, you incentivize a team to take him, much like you incentivize the Broncos to take Zach Wilson. Like I told you that they would, he would end up getting moved eventually, but it was going to have to be part of a, swap of picks and then maybe eating some of the contract, which is exactly what happened. Mm. So that would be the same thing for the Giants and Daniel Jones. If, in fact, they do draft a quarterback here, in the top four or five picks. Now, the interesting thing is we all believe one and two are set. We believe that Jaden Daniels is going to Washington. We know that Caleb Williams is going to Chicago. Where it really gets interesting, and, it has been said that the New England Patriots are open for business at number three. So maybe they're not enamored with any of these quarterbacks, or maybe they are enamored with J.J. McCarthy, and the best way for them to get J.J. McCarthy would be to trade with the Giants. So the Giants could get Drake May at number three, and then they stay in the top six, and McCarthy falls to them in the top six, and they also get another couple of picks from the Giants.
Let's go to Joe, who is in Princeton, New Jersey, wants to talk some draft with us. What's going on, Joe?
Yeah, hey, good morning, guys. Hey, Boomer, I got a lot of respect for you, but I just feel like on this Caleb Williams thing, you're turning into an NFL media parrot. I mean, First and foremost, the Jaden Daniels thing, why he was upset. He wasn't upset that they were talking to different quarterbacks. He was upset that they invited all the quarterbacks to the same visit and didn't tell him until they picked him up in the car. So that's
yeah, but I'm like, who is he to be upset about any of it? He hasn't been picked yet. And, if he gets picked over number two overall, is he going to be upset?
But is that normal practice, Boomer? Is that something?
At the end of the day, is anything normal anymore? Everything has changed significantly over the last 20 years. And the other thing, too, is that, I am not a media parrot about Caleb Williams. I've been saying this for how long?
Mm-hmm.
I've been saying it for over two freaking years that he was going to be the number one pick in this draft. And that was after he won the Heisman at Oklahoma.
All right, so if I told you had a 6'4" quarterback with mobility and could operate within the pocket, and then you had a 6-foot quarterback with attitude problems, couldn't really operate on schedule, and all his highlights were off schedule, who would you take?
Well, first of all, I would say Caleb Williams is 6'1.5". He's not 6 foot. And I know, and I've been saying it, that the most explosive player in the draft at the quarterback position is, without a doubt, Jaden Daniels. So I'm there with you. I mean, but again, being picked second overall is not an insult. I mean, just look at what C.J. Stroud did last year. He was the second pick overall, and he had a rookie of the year, and he led his team to the playoffs. I would just say that all of these kids at the top of this draft have what it takes to play quarterback in the NFL. The question is, which one will be the best? And I guess in your eyes, it's Jaden Daniels, which is fine.
Yeah, I just think it's like another example of, not seeing the obvious. And I don't know. I'm looking forward to see what happens, but I got a feeling Caleb's going to be a bust. But I appreciate the time, guys.
All right, I don't know why everybody thinks he's going to be a bust. I mean, if you watch him play.
I'll tell you why people think it. It doesn't mean they're right, but I'll tell you why they think it.
Just because he's a little bit unique.
Yeah.
Quirky.
They don't like his personality.
Okay.
They don't think that he is someone who is tough enough to deal with the ups and downs of... Now, this is why they think it. That's all I'm saying. Now, I think he'll be fine up there. Unfortunately, I think he'll be fine because I think he's going to be a very good quarterback for a team that plays in my division. I don't love that. But because he's a different type of personality, and he paints his nails, and he went and cried in his mom's arms, and this is the NFL, and he's going to Chicago, and he's a Southern California guy, and all of those things, people think he's going to stay.
But he's not a Southern California guy. He's an East Coast guy.
But he right,
went to Oklahoma and then transferred to USC. I mean, he has got the only thing, if he were 2 inches taller, he'd be even more perfect. But everything about him, when you watch him play, you see, like, not everybody watched Patrick Mahomes play because he was playing at a school and the team wasn't very good. And then all of a sudden, you know, he turns out to be, you know, the greatest quarterback of his generation. Now, I'm saying that this kid looks like him. I'm not saying he's going to be him, but he does do a lot of the same things on the field. And the one thing I will say, when you hear him interviewed, like, he's ready for this. Like, he's not going to be overwhelmed and intimidated by what he's getting himself into. There is no way. He is ready to go. He's ready to rock and roll. He wants to be an NFL quarterback. And most of the interviews that I've heard that he has had, they've gone very well.
Yeah. I mean, and I agree with all of that.
And by the way,
just answering the question of why people think it.
I don't hate any of these guys. I like actually all of them. I want them all to be successful. But I just think that there's no question in anybody's mind that he was going to be the number one pick in this year's draft.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.